Hi, everybody. Welcome back into Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Ben Lieber. We are your co-hosts for the show, and we want you to be a part of the show. So make sure you're using hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media.
So this week, we're going to have the Golden Nacho, as always. We've got Words with Teammates, which everybody loves. And backed by popular demand, we have 96 questions with Brian Robison with a very fun question for a lot of his teammates. And in light of the fact that the Vikings are going to Ford Field, not only is Teddy Bridgewater going to have to worry about this Detroit defense, which is awfully good, they're going to have to worry about this guy that sits in section 140, row 5, seat 5.
140, row 5, seat 5. Super fan of Detroit Don, ejected for standing up and freaking cheering on defense. What the hell?
So each week we do this thing called Face Mash. It's where we take two players, we mash their faces together. I like to call it the player baby. We create one face. And then we have to guess who it is. And then those same two people will be coming up later on to play Words with Teammates.
So gross. I always laugh and giggle when you say player baby.
Oh, you giggle.
I giggle. I do giggle.
I'm just going to be real honest. I have no idea who this is.
Again, it's
very nondescript.
It's very nondescript. And a lot of these faces, when you put them together, it actually looks like
a real person. Yeah, exactly.
So there's like no distinct thing other than the lopsided hair.
I can't tell from that.
So no guesses?
No, do you?
Anton Exum, maybe Captain Munnerlyn.
All right.
But again, I don't really know what their hair always looks like either. Because you're right. It's
how
either
they got
helmet
their
or
hair
they
done
wear a
that
hat
day.
Or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You guys take guesses and we'll get back to these guys. Well, it's time for your tweets and videos. Let's get into those right now. But first, we want to start off with...
Yes, congratulations to our friend Bill Keach. He won last week. I hope you're enjoying your $100 from the Lottery Bearded Bucks.
Let's go, Vikings. Let's go.
And we had a bunch of great tweets and pictures from the game, from the big win.
We did. Yeah, we did. Lots of people out enjoying the game. This was an early first anniversary. What a great way to hang out with your honey.
A lot of hashtags, too.
Right, from Sarah... Yeah, hope you guys had fun. At least we got a win. This guy had a great weekend, all right? Mr. Nick Castine, he had a great weekend.
Because he went hard on Friday night.
Okay, he went hard, which I'm like, huh, well, I don't know what that means.
Well, you and I are both in Edina.
We are, and it gets wild there.
Can you go hard on a Friday night in Edina?
I mean,
when they kick you out of the bars at night, listen, it's 9:30. Hey, it's
full
time
of kids.
To go. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. First trip to the cities, but it won't be the last. We're so happy you enjoyed the cities. Okay, so our winner this week, though, we picked our favorite video of School Vikings. It's from John Henderson. Thanks for saying you love the show, by the way. Thanks for watching. This is his best rendition of School Vikings.
Go get a first down, then get a touchdown. Rock 'em, sock 'em, fight, 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 fight. School Vikings, run up the score. You'll hear us yell for more. V-I-K-I-N-G-S. School Vikings, let's go!
We're impressed.
Yeah.
Nice work, John. I hope you enjoy your $100 from the Lottery Bearded Bucks.
Yep, courtesy of the Minnesota State Lottery. So thank you very much, John. And thank you to everybody else for your tweets and pictures. This is probably the first one where I think we're both pretty stumped, right?
Like, usually one of us or both of us have a guess, but truly, I've never seen this hairdo before. I'm not quite sure. So do you want a drum roll to show who it is?
Sure.
Are we going to show who it is? Oh, Trey Waynes.
And Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah. So this is where they got us. Look at this.
Yeah, they tricked us. You tricked us.
Always making us work harder. So that's... had we had the hair, that would have been obvious.
Had we had the dreads and the long hair, we would have said, okay, well, let's narrow it down.
Look at their mouth. It, like, almost perfectly matches.
It really does.
Wow.
All right, so you're going to see Trey Waynes and Xavier Rhodes in Words with Teammates, and let's see if they can knock off the champs.
Yeah, 16 is the number to beat.
16 is the number. See if they can do it.